From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. China said Friday it was forced to take a necessary counterattack and respond in kind to the United States after Washington placed tariffs on 800 Chinese import products valued at $34 billion. China said it applied retaliatory tariffs on 545 U.S. items, also worth $34 billion, including agricultural products, vehicles, and aquatic products. As Lisa Schlein reports, the World Trade Organization head is cautioning against nations entering into retaliatory trade wars.
The Geneva-based WTO will not comment on specific actions, but the organization's Director General, Roberto Azevedo, has sent out a series of tweets warning nations against giving in to protectionist impulses. His spokesman, Dan Prusin, says Azevedo fears the deterioration in trade relations may be worse than previously anticipated and is likely to have very serious consequences.
Markets are getting jittery. Some prices are rising. With further escalation, the effects would only grow in magnitude, hitting jobs and growth in the countries involved and sending economic shockwaves around the world.
WTO Chief Azevedo is urging all parties to sit down and discuss ways of tackling the issues at the root of the growing trade tensions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. employers kept up a brisk hiring pace in June by adding 213,000 jobs in a sign of confidence despite the start of a trade war with China. The Labor Department said Friday that the unemployment rate rose to 4% from 3.8%, because more people began looking for work and not all of them found it. The job gain showed that a 9-year-old U.S. economic expansion remains on solid ground. This is VOA News.